USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a disappointing jobs report for the month of May, June's numbers are meeting expectations with about 224,000 jobs created.
Economists had predicted only 165,000 jobs would be created. Cody Parkinson is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Unemployment rate was little changed at 3.7%. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
I'm John Clemens.
Aftershocks are continuing near Ridgecrest, California, after a 6.4 magnitude quake struck the area on Thursday. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy says these are the earthquakes you remember.
We've been through a number of these, but this size is much larger, and you remember always the ones that are this large.
The Republican McCarthy represents the area that was hit by the earthquake, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now, I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you, I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump says he's considering an executive order to make sure a citizenship question is included in the 2020 census. Now, regarding a citizenship question even being on the U.S. Census, Carrie Severino, chief counsel to the Judicial Crisis Network, tells Fox News.
The citizenship question is something that for most of our history has been asked on the census in one form or another. It's something that hasn't been asked of every American in recent decades because there's a shorter form that's used. They're saying, let's add this to the shorter form. We need to know this to be able to know how to apportion all of our government services, because we need to know where our citizens actually are. So rather than just asking it on a subset of the surveys the census does, they wanted to add it back to the full census.
The man accusing actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault is abruptly dropping his lawsuit against the actor. The lawyer for the man gave no reason as to why the lawsuit was dropped. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
If you're planning on grilling out over the 4th of July holiday, there's always some safety tips you should remember. Family physician Dr. Jennifer Cottle joins Fox News and shares a few things you need to remember when grilling out to keep you and your family safe.
When you have a charcoal or a propane grill, you really want to only use this outdoors. Keep it really far away from your home deck or branches, and children and pets as well, 3 feet away. Keep that grill clean. You want to make sure you get the fat and the grease off of it.
The doctor also reminds us regarding those perishable food items.
Salads and things that need to be refrigerated.
Yeah.
We always say keep foods that are supposed to be cold, cold, and hot, hot.
Yeah.
Be very safe. Don't leave things sitting out all day long.
For 61 years, with the exception of one because of wildfires, NASCAR has celebrated Independence Day by racing on or near Daytona International Speedway. Now, that tradition comes to an end after Saturday night's race. Starting next year, NASCAR will add some spice to the Cup Series playoffs by adding Daytona as a race that will be the regular season finale. That's starting in August of 2020. Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 car, was asked if he associates Daytona with the July 4th holiday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love July 4th. I think the fireworks show at Daytona is always awesome. Anytime you can get there and have a little fun, it's a cool place to do it at. A lot of memories at Daytona, too. Firecracker 400 was always cool, and it was Cracker Barrel for a while, wasn't it?
Dillon was speaking there to the Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.